GKZ and the Vintage Sidebenders. This is Rick N9RK. Hey, is that the guy who says I look old on my QRZ page?
You look older than me.
I'm older than... No, I'm not. I'm going to be 65. Is that old?
My age still starts with a 5.
Ah, we let children in here. Anyway... I am not on the smelly SR-150, I am on the HD32A SX-101 combo, my favorite pair, a little warming with Flipperton L, the 75-meter loop D-104, and I have been very lucky. I have not had a bad purchase so far, which gives plenty of people opportunity to put it to me. How about bad delivery? Would that combat?
Yeah, shipping nightmares. We like those too. Go ahead.
Shipping nightmares. When I was a kid, we used to take the bus down to Allied Radio at 100 Northwestern Avenue. I always wanted to listen to aircraft, and they used to have a night kit or a night VHF radio that would include So I did come across one on eBay probably about 6 or 7 years ago. Well, get to the bottom line, that the box arrived and it looked like it was run over by a tank. Delivered by one of our favorite delivery companies, I opened it up and I had tube dust coming out of it, and the cabinet was so bent that, you know, it's kind of oblong, rectangular shape with rounded corners. It had been hit on one of the rounded corners, which you would think would have made it, you know, fairly strong, and had bent it inward to bend the face and actually bend the chassis. So somebody either ran over it or threw it in frustration against something very hard. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I've got two tables at Jefferson. It's going to be full of high-quality audio and antique radios and some handier. So WB9GKZ and the Sidebanders. This is Rick N9RK, where it is 28 degrees near beautiful, still frozen Delavan Lake.